And welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast 1000 Years of Beer. Here from the World's Oldest Brewery in Weihenstephan, Germany. As always, I'm welcoming you, International Brand Ambassador of Weihenstephan, Matthias, and my online marketing colleague, Anton.
Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode. And of course, I always say this, is a very special episode, like every other special episode we had so far. So welcome, brewmaster and responsible for quality management, Sina Fürlauf. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
So Sina, introduce yourself to our audience.
Okay. Hi, my name is Sina. I am brewmaster for the topics of quality, technology and eco management. So these are the main topics. I came to the brewery in 2020, and now, it's 3 years now. And I'm 29. I'm a Bavarian girl, and actually a brewing engineer also. Made at TU Munich, and former colleague of our international brand ambassador. And yeah, managing quality now in the brewery of Weihenstephan.
So actually, ladies and gentlemen out there listening to the podcast, Sina is the person that she's responsible that every Weihenstephan beer that's leaving the brewery matches the quality parameters, but also taste that you are actually expecting, and I hope also laugh about our beers. And she makes sure that no beer is leaving the brewery that is not matching those expectations, actually. So how is it to work with that pressure every day?
It's sometimes it's crazy, but it's more of an honor. It's really cool. I love our beers, and so that it's quite easy for me to check it in every state, I would say, or in every...
In every stage it is in the production. Yes. So, as you already told, you were educated here in Weihenstephan. So you studied here. You're a brewing engineer, and actually, it's your more or less first job after your graduation.
Yeah.
And so immediately coming to the brewery and being responsible for the quality. So, a huge thing, as you said, a big honor. But let us tell us about how your typical workday is looking like in the brewery. So what does a brewmaster for quality, safety and quality management does every day when you come to the brewery?
Yeah, normally I arrive at 6:30, then just checking my mails, the production plan, what is going on today in the brewery. Then normally 1 hour after I start my tour through the whole brewery. So every department, I talk with our brewers and operators if they have everything they need, if there were any problems which we have to solve or something. And then I am happy to taste the beers in the stage of lagering normally to check the quality. So when I'm in the brewing cellar, I taste all of the beers which are going to be filled, or if I have to, do any other process steps. And then I go to the packaging and filling line, and afterwards I return to my office, and then it's 8:30, and I have a meeting with my colleagues of the technical department, and then I don't know. It depends on which projects we have at the moment. And sometimes I have some appointments, like, podcasts. And
It happens.
It happens, yeah. And so that's how my day is structured. It's every day is kind of the same, but completely different.
Yeah, that's a nice phrase, actually. So just to cut out the most important thing of what you told us right now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Sina is tasting the beers every day, right?
Every day and every batch.
Every day and every batch. So you can guarantee personally that every beer that is leaving the brewery is tested by you before filling. And if you're not with the other brewmasters, you not gave the green light, they're okay on it, it's not going to be packaged.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it doesn't work when I'm on vacation.
But, so you need to trust the others?
Yeah, but I think they can control that.
So when you do your quality safety and quality management, what do you think is the, how to put it, the challenges in that, in the brewery?
We are in a historical place here. So we are the world's oldest brewery, for sure, you know. And
I heard that before.
Yeah. So the whole facility grew over the years. So there are...
Basically the last 1,000.
Okay, yeah. Oh, 1,000 years of... Yeah, yeah, I heard that. sorry. It's kind of difficult because we don't have much space around here. We are we have the university next to us. We don't have any premises we could take over or something. So we always have to build our brewery in small... our tanks and everything in small spaces. We
And we can't change actually something because everything is basically protected architecture, right?
Yeah, that's also. So we can't throw...
Like rip out a wall and say, hey, tanks, that's your new home. No.
Yeah, yeah, and you can't rip out like the brew house or something because it's also protected architecture. And yeah, so that's more or less the difficulties. Because we grow, that's really nice. We like that. But we can't produce any more beer, so we need to build some new cellars or...
And I guess something. Maintenance, keeping everything in the conditions that it is probably, or that it's everything works is also a big challenge, I guess.
Yeah, but we really have the advantage that we have really modern technology. Mm-hmm. So we are allowed to buy new technologies and test them, and that's really cool. So we have lots of tradition, but also newest or latest technology with tanks, with everything. So yeah.
I guess latest technology is also a big issue when it comes to quality management, quality safety, checking the beers, analyzing the beers. But on that side, actually, you don't have a playground or a lab with a lot of fancy analyzing machines or whatever. So actually you're missing that, right?
Yeah, I don't have them, but I don't miss them. we have the unique situation to use or to work with the laboratory of TUM for...
Technical University
of
Munich.
Yeah, of the Technical University of Munich. It's a research center for brewing and food quality, mm-hmm. I guess, is the correct,
yes,
correct term. And yeah, they have the best equipped laboratory, maybe of the world. I don't know exactly.
I guess it's one of the best.
Yeah, for this purpose. Yeah, I would say. And so we can. We don't have our own lab, which is fully equipped, but only we need like 3 a.m. to check
doing
your
quick
origin.
Analysis.
Yeah, whatever, doing quick analysis, but the major part of our analysis is done at the the abbreviation is the BLQ. I'm going to stay with that. And they do all of our analysis. That's really cool. The whole step control from the beginning, from the brew house till the filling and everything.
So actually every batch of malt we're getting is getting sampled and analyzed then. The same, I guess, is with hops. Yeah. But also then every stages of the beer process, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So. So how does this work in practice? I mean, do you beam the samples there? Or because actually they are right next door. I mean, it's
you just throw them out the window and into the other window.
I guess we should, I don't know, we should hire Tom Brady if he's retired and he can throw, you know, with his arm the samples because it's maybe 50 yards, like round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Yeah. we have some apprenticeships and these, young brewers have the high responsibility of bringing all the collected samples to the lab 2 times a day. Mm-hmm. So they go through the whole brewery, collect everything, and then bring it over there. And then we have a system where we working with barcodes, where they we produce them and they can be read at the place with scans. So they all have the information they need to do the analysis.
So like which unique sample number, what sample it is, which analyzes.
And the systems are connected.
Yeah,
the system. Okay.
Yeah. And afterwards, when the results are there, I get them back and can manage them. So that's the managing part of it. So
basically, so all the analyzes. So we have there this brewers that are collecting the samples. Let's call them collector. For every Marvel fan out there, you're welcome. So the collector walks around the brewery. There's a fixed schedule on that, like every day the same samples, or does this change a little bit?
I have a big plan for different samples, mm-hmm. but it's normally the same. It depends on the stage of the beer.
Okay.
In which, so is it day 3, is it day 10? There's a catalog. I write more or less and mm-hmm. give them to the brewers, and they take the samples from the tank or from the from the filling line and everything. Yeah, and there's a route, so they check, they bring everything. Sometimes there are some special analysis, and
because sometimes we need for export special certificates or special analyses for special countries. So that's also a huge advantage, actually, that we can work with the research center to do the analysis, because so we have much more flexibility in what do we need and what do we get, right?
Yeah, that's great, because normally you would have to carry them over 500 kilometers or something like that.
To a lab that is suitable to do that, yeah.
Yeah, but we only can just, I can take it, go up the hill and say, hi. Yeah,
and 1 minute later they have it and can put it in the machine.
So. Yeah.
And I guess actually the routine they have there, that they're like scientists and lab workers there, and they're doing basically the whole day for many, many years just sampling those beers and analyzing it, that they have a huge routine, and so and the quality of the analysis kind of, I guess, is pretty good, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's the best equipped and I think the most...
very well trained.
Laboratory. Laboratory.
And this is something every brewery could do. I mean, it's not like it's Wine Stefan exclusive.
No, everyone can hand in their samples.
It's a business relationship. Just don't get us wrong. It's not.
We're paying for that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So every sample we bring there, we get charged for this. And so yeah.
Of course, we've known each other for a long time. So there's also like a friendship that has developed. But it is a business relationship, so everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just the physical situation that we're physical so close to them makes so much things so much easier, right?
Yeah. What would you say is what are you guys looking for in the analysis? Are there some special parameters that you check on a regular basis, or just can you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. We have like 2 parameters which are mostly the most important, I would say.
And mandatory, actually.
Mandatory, yeah. It's the original extract and the ABV, the alcohol by volume. Mm-hmm. So these are the 2 we have to check in every stage. So this really makes our beer. But there are also some different parameters like pH value or oxygen is also a big topic, mm-hmm. especially in the filled bottle. And yeah, so that's the main analysis on the chemical technical analysis side. Mm-hmm. But we also do microbiology. You always have to check if the beer is clean, if there are some contaminants who could spoil the beer. So we check this also in every stage. So that's the
very tight
net of
very tight net of analysis. So that actually, when at some point, hopefully. Not very often, but when at some point something gets wrong, so you can track it back pretty close to where what happened.
Yeah, so that's a really nice safety net. Mm-hmm. So where we have, I really can determine where could have been the problem, or where is the problem.
Yeah, because I mean, everything can at some point go wrong. We are all human, so every that's normal. I mean, nobody's perfect. I mean, things can broke or people can make mistakes. I mean, it's nothing to hide. We are not the perfect brewery. I mean, this happens. But if we would, we would not have a quality management. I mean, then we could skip that, you know. So at that point, this regime and this safety net of the analysis are actually pretty important. So what do you still, what do you do also analyze? Like turbidity, I guess, yeah. IBUs, yeah. So like bitterness of the beer. And also very interesting, I guess, for our international, and very important for me personally, foam stability, right?
Yeah, yeah. We also do foam stability for sure. In the final product, we do our foam stability. And yeah, we don't do it in the brewery. It also is done at the research center.
So which kind of analysis? You said you have a few laboratory machines that can do analysis. Which of them are more done inside the brewery?
We can do our, we have a so-called Anton Paul alcoholizer. We can do
Alcohol?
Yeah, the alcohol, the original extract, the ABV. And we have turbidity. We also can check the haze of the...
very important. That's a big wheat beer brewer, right?
Yeah. And you have to check it like also 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And we also do for yeast viability and yeast cell count. So we know how much yeast to pitch because you just can't throw an amount of yeast in a beer and say, okay, it's cool.
Yeah.
But you have to count them in a way.
To have a constant a product, you need to have constantly the same amount of cells and not the amount of liters, because in 1 liter of yeast, there can be at some point a few million cells or a few million more or less.
Yeah.
So this is also what we're doing here. I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Still, again, what learned.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I mean, all these, we've talked about some processes that we have here in the brewery, but all these also need to be managed under an economical standpoint. And this is something ecological. I'm sorry, not economical.
Yeah.
Ecological. And this is something that we are going to talk about in part 2.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, let's do that.
Okay.